set to grow. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Reports saying Finland and Sweden will join NATO as early as the summer. Despite advocating for NATO membership, Ukrainian President Zelensky saying he would forego joining the alliance if there was a larger peace agreement. The United Nations reporting that at least 1,793 Ukrainian civilians have been killed and 2,439 have been injured since the beginning of the Russian invasion. Ukrainian President Zelensky pleading with Western countries to provide his country with more aid. Some U.S. politicians visiting Poland to get a better understanding of how to help Ukraine. Fox's Aisha Hosni has more from Warsaw, Poland.
During a sit-down, I asked Leader McCarthy if Russia is committing genocide in Ukraine. He told me yes. Meanwhile, House Foreign Relations Ranking Member Michael McCaul spoke with me exclusively about his discussions with Polish leaders here. The narrative, he believes, has changed amongst world leaders who now believe Ukraine can absolutely win this war if Ukraine is able to get the weapons that it needs.
Vous avez donné votre énergie, votre travail, vos jours et vos nuits. Je sais ce que je vous dois. Merci.
French President Emmanuel Macron giving a speech at a campaign rally in Paris Sunday, where there will be a runoff election for the French presidency. President Macron will face off against far-right nationalist Marine Le Pen in a repeat of the 2017 election. President Macron and Le Pen advancing after the first round of voting Sunday. People scrambling in Times Square Sunday after a large explosion caused by manhole fires. The FDNY saying no injuries have been reported. Tesla and SpaceX CEO Elon Musk declining to join Twitter's board of directors. Musk recently purchasing a 9.2% stake in the social media giant. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Some parents in New Jersey are up in arms over a controversial new sex education curriculum expected to start in September.
Parents are concerned because kids as young as first grade will be having discussions about their gender identity and how their private parts play a role in their gender identity. The state guidelines say, quote, being a boy or a girl doesn't have to mean you have those parts, but for most people, this is how their bodies are. The parents we spoke with say this will confuse their children. Lawmakers are responding. New Jersey Congressman Jeff Van Drew is already drawing up federal legislation that would require schools to tell parents if they're talking about gender identity or sexual orientation in the classroom. We are waiting for a response from Governor Murphy as well as the Department of Education here in New Jersey.
Fox's Nate Foy in Hoboken, New Jersey. A ban on smoking beginning in the fall at UNLV.
The University of Nevada, Las Vegas announcing Friday the new policy will go into effect August 15th in time for the fall 22 semester and will also apply to vaping. The policy goes beyond the state's existing law against smoking in most indoor public places by expanding it to include outdoor areas as well. The university says the pandemic played a role in the policy's approval last fall by a university policy committee by heightening awareness of respiratory illnesses. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
A foreign businessman landing himself in hot water with his unique stuffed animal collection.
That businessman owned a private taxidermy collection with more than 1,000 stuffed animals. Spain's civil guard saying the collection was found in two warehouses north of Valencia. It includes just over 400 specimens from protected species and at least one North African oryx, which is already extinct. Also found specimens of cheetah, leopard, lion, polar bear, and white rhinoceros, among others. The owner could be charged with trafficking in other crimes. That collection is estimated to be worth over $31 million on the black market. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.